We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Brewers, winners of four games in a row, and now all that's in front of them in that second wild card spot, the Chicago Cubs. Just a two-game difference between Chicago and Milwaukee. Perfect time to talk to Adam McAlvey.
Best Brewers coverage. Now, let's get the latest on the crew from insider Adam McAlvey. Brought to you by Concordia University Wisconsin Veterans Service Department. Dedicated to preparing veterans to make an impact within their next mission through education. Go to cuw.edu/veterans. This is the Bill Michaels Show.
You know, the tough jobs out there in the world, somebody's got to do them. Somebody's got to go to Miami in September and just hang out on South Beach.
No. I'm home.
Are you serious? You're not there?
Yeah. No, this is my last breather before going the rest of the way. So, yeah, I am on Marshall Street in downtown Milwaukee.
Well, all right. My first three questions just got crossed out because I was going to make fun of you for being on South Beach, and then I was going to say, hey, Adam, you should buy a ticket to Marlins Park even though you're covering the game so they can double their attendance. I can cross that off.
Oh, yeah. Sorry to spoil your material. Well, I'm at home looking at postseason odds and run differential, and the Brewers are doing a little work on that lately. I mean, don't look now, but they've actually won a couple of games by more than a run or two, which they don't like to do. But, hey, that run differential is all the way up to negative 28. And the postseason odds, which are in part based on that and a bunch of other things, they are up now, what, 22.6%. On Friday morning, it was 5.6%, and that doesn't really mean anything. In reality, it's just sort of a guidepost and something fun to think about. But it is better if you're a Brewers fan than if that number is going in the other direction.
Yeah.
So they're doing – I was just going to say, Kevin, the thing you mentioned that's the most important is getting the – you know, leapfrogging the other teams. Now they've got to – if they can keep winning – they've got to chase the Cubs, and they don't have to think about those other clubs. That's key. Those other teams getting in the way are always important.
Yeah, that's the thing. I was just going to mention that with Arizona losing and Milwaukee winning, that it doesn't change that playoff percentage that much, but we were using the race analogy, racing cars analogy, where there's one guy or one team in front of you to try to get a spot that you need as opposed to three or four, and that means all you have to do is just play even with Arizona and even with Philly and even with New York, and they can't catch you if you play the same baseball from here.
Yeah, and look, the Brewers did what they needed to do with those head-to-head games against the Cubs. Craig Counsell, the way he put it at Wrigley at the beginning of that, was win the seven-game series because it was 7 games in 10 days. And they took 5 of those games. The Cubs are banged up too. The Brewers are very banged up right now. That's life in September in Major League Baseball, and the story of a 162-game season. You have to overcome it. And, you know, look, I know all about Ned Yost and the Green Monster in 1982. I don't know if this year is going to come out the same way or anything, but Tyler Austin, 3-run homer to win a game, a huge game, is, you know, one of those things that makes you think, like, you know, find a little bit of that special feeling back that they had last season, that they had in, you know, when Nigel Morgan was doing his thing in 2011. To be a good team, to be a special team, you need these unexpected moments from guys you never thought would be part of the story. And look, if whether or not this actually happens, if it does, if something crazy happens and they actually, you know, get themselves into a wild card game, we'll look back at Tyler Austin as sort of adding to the list of these unexpected guys.
Well, he came out of a very good situation. The high school he went to, I can vouch, is just a top-notch high school.
I don't know his high school history. We haven't gotten that far. I'm trying to get to know him, today first. But look, that's a little pickup early August. He'd been let go by the Giants. Before that, he'd been let go by the Twins. So an interesting story of a guy getting kind of a late opportunity and doing something with it. And, man, give him credit for that.
Oh, for sure. Well, we went to the same high school is why I'm vouching for him. That's why I'm doing
so
that.
So you've got Tyler Austin. I've got Alex McRae of the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Oh, I didn't know that. You guys went to the same.
Newberg and Eisenhower.
How about that? And Joe, by the way, went to the same high school as Nick Van Exel.
Okay.
So he's got his beat.
Wow, we could get quite a pickup game together.
And Jarvis Brown, who won a World Series with the Twins.
Okay. So. Yeah, that, well, I don't know. I think all I've got from Newberg and Eisenhower is Alex McRae. So it's going to be me and Alex against your army.
I don't know. I'm still picking Adam and Alex in that one, I think. So it's Adam McCalvey, MLB.com, talking Brewers down in Miami. And you mentioned unexpected sources. Tyler Austin is one. I think Trent Grisham is an interesting qualifier because he has proven in his time in the big leagues, he's going to put some professional at-bats out there. Craig Counsell has some trust in him to give him some playing time, and he's paying off. And when we talk about products of the farm system that are doing some things, here is an example of a guy. I don't think he's at the very top of anybody's prospect list, but he's come up and done very well for himself in a few months.
Here's why I love the Trent Grisham story. Because it is a great story about the realities of player development. If you are a Twitter hot take person, you never get Trent Grisham because he was a number one pick who looked like a little bit of a bust. And he's got that funky grip on the bat, does things a little unconventionally. And he had a couple of years that were not good. And it looked like he was just going to not pan out as a player. Then they get some ideas to him via their analytics people, their player development people, their minor league hitting coaches about trying to connect with the baseball at a different point. He's always had this fantastic eye all the way back to high school in Texas. He's always been a super high on base percentage guy, which is great. But you also have to do damage sometimes. And maybe he was getting a little bit too passive and trying to take his walk. So they talked to him about being a little more aggressive and getting out and connecting with the baseball out in front of the plate a little bit. And it's produced all this power. That's what got him to the big leagues. Now he's showing it a little bit in some of these games. And he's gone through stretches where he's not hit. You're going to expect that from a rookie. But he plays great defense. And then he shows you last night what he can do offensively on a good night. So I love it in that he's contributing to a team that needs him with Lorenzo Cain really hobbled right now. And it's also a larger story about having patience with guys in your system and that not everybody is Ryan Braun and charges through the minor leagues. Not everybody is Prince Fielder. There are guys who have this up and down, and you have to stick with it. And if you do stick with it and have the patience, there can be payoff in the end.
So Trent Grisham has helped the offense. Tyler Austin has helped the offense. And then the other question is, how do you cobble together all of those outs out of the bullpen? So in the first hour of the show, we were trying to figure out the most dependable relievers that are not named Josh Hader. Joe was trying to get me to come up with three. And every one of the three was left-handed. All four of the Brewers' top dependable options in the opinions in this room, all four are left-handed. Are we off base?
No, I mean, look, I heard you guys talking about this, so I wanted to go look at the numbers. There's a stat, and I don't know how to explain it and don't want to, but go look. If people are interested, there's a stat, RE24, which is one of these advanced stats. It has to do with run expectancy. 24 is the number of possibilities in a plate appearance. And it is a way to distill down sort of the contributions, especially of a relief pitcher where ERA is such a bad measure of how good or bad they are. But it's a way to distill down how well a guy has performed against the hitters he's faced in the situation of the game he's come into. That's my distilled explanation. And when you look at that, it's Ray Black. Such a small sample, it's hard to make much of it. And I looked at since the start of August, since you guys were talking about lately, and that's what we care about, since the trade deadline. You know who number two is on that list? Is Alex Claudio. And I'm sure he's one of the guys you talked about if you're talking about the left-handers. But he was much maligned early because they were trying to use him in these for these sort of full-inning, multi-inning. They were having him face a lot of right-handers because they think his stuff he's capable of getting right-handers out. But it seems to me like they've used him a little more on the situational side lately, and it's paid off because he's performing at a high level. And he's come into some big spots, which this particular stat will give you some of that context of the situations they came in. So he's up there. Jay Jackson is next on that list. Brent Suter, tiny sample. But then Junior Guerra and then Josh Hader. And part of that is Hader's coming into a lot of clean innings. But Junior Guerra is a guy that, look, the nature of the role he's in this year, where he's kind of in that setup guy role, you're coming, A, into some sometimes tough situations where giving up one run is a victory. And B, just the tension, the focus of those moments, because the hitters are trying too, is so high that there are going to be stretches where you don't perform. And Junior Guerra has certainly had those. But I think, again, if the Brewers take this thing down to the end and they're able to remain relevant till the end of September at least, I think Junior Guerra is going to be one of those unsung hero type guys, because they lost Corey Knebel. They basically lost Jeremy Jeffress. And, Junior Guerra is high on my list of where would they be without player X. So I would add him to the discussion as a right-hander in addition to the lefties you guys talked about.
Well, Adam, enjoy. This is where I was going to say, enjoy the palm trees. I don't know. Can we do what they did 2 years ago with the hurricane and put some fake palm trees up here, and we'll just recreate Miami?
Yeah, that was good. Yes, you can definitely do that. I have a potted plant in my house. I'll go sit by it for a little while. I'm doing some other work, catching up a little bit, and then I promise everyone I will be there on Friday in St. Louis, and I will go the rest of the way.
Play some salsa music in the meantime to replicate that South Florida feel. Adam, always appreciate it, man. Great insights.
All right, Kevin, you're the hardest working man in Milwaukee sports. Stay at it.
Appreciate that. That's Adam McKelvey, MLB.com, our Brewers insider. This is a guy that's all over it day to day, and I'm glad that he's home for a couple of days, because it's 162 games, and we were just talking about this with Pete Doherty earlier in the show. The schedule is difficult. I mean, I'm not trying to make excuses for anybody, but it's every day. It's every single day. As a fan, you can choose to tune away for a night. Adam does not have that option. He is tuned in all the time, every game. And then we bother him when there aren't games, when he's at home. So that's Adam McKelvey joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard, you work hard. They treat you fair for 80-plus years. They've been getting it done. Call them at 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.